Welcome to our discussion of Is It Ever Time to Cancel the Fast Days? Let's take a look. We have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that's very relevant to this question. Gemara there says that on certain months, they would send out messengers. They would even violate Shabbos to send out these messengers to make sure everybody knew in the outlying communities when is Pesach, when is Tisha B'Av, when is Rosh Hashanah. And then when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they also used to go out for Iyar, for the second month after Pesach, so they could have a Pesach Sheni, they could have Pesach Katan, they could have a second Passover. You know, there's no temple, you don't need that. But if you had one, you would also go out for that, implying that when there was a temple, they used to go out for Tisha B'Av as well. So the question is, you mean they didn't cancel Tisha B'Av during the second temple? The whole idea of the second of the The whole idea of Tisha B'Av is the temple was destroyed. But in the second temple, they had a temple. So then why did they have to have Tisha B'Av? It's not clear. Did they fast for Tisha B'Av in the second temple period? Again, the first temple was destroyed in 586 BCE. Then there was a second temple from 516 to 70. Why would they have Tisha B'Av during the second temple? Unless they sensed that it was coming, that the end was coming soon. This was not going to be a permanent temple. Ramban says in the second temple they did not fast, they didn't fast on tomorrow, on Asar B'Teves, tonight. Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, they did not fast. If they wanted to, they would. If they didn't want to, they wouldn't fast. So they wouldn't go out, the messengers wouldn't go out to tell people that Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz is coming. Because after all, it says in Zechariah that all the great fast, one day will be great joy. So they gave him a choice. If there's truly great joy, that would be the end of days. But nowadays, that there's no great joy, there's no temple, there's no Beit HaMikdash, there's no end of days. And yet, it's not times are not terrible. He gave us a choice. If you want to, you fast. If you don't want to, you don't fast. The 17th of Tammuz, and even though they didn't have to fast, even on Tisha B'Av, they used to fast because, you know, a lot of things happen on Tisha B'Av. How many things happened before the second temple was destroyed? I don't know, but it was a very serious thing. So that they used to keep, okay, in the days of the second temple. So the Rambam, in his commentary to the Mishnah, is saying that during the second temple, they did not fast on the small fast like Seder Tevet, but they did fast on Tisha B'Av. They didn't have to, but they did. Now, is that what the Mishnah says, that when the temple was around, they used to go out even for Pesach? I mean, they would go out for Pesach. They would go out for Tisha B'Av too. They would still tell people if Tisha B'Av is coming. Why did they do that? That's what it says. It says they went out also for Tisha B'Av, for Pesach, meaning they used to go out for Tisha B'Av as well. There is one version I found in all of the literature and all the different manuscripts, is one version, the Meiri. When there was a temple, they would go out for Iyar, but it doesn't mean they would go out for Tisha B'Av. Of course, they would not go out for Tisha B'Av. He says at that time, they did not go out for Tisha B'Av because there was no fast. The Meiri asserts that there was no fasting during the second temple period. So they did cancel even Tisha B'Av, not only this minor fast. What about today? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, look, why does it say that the fast will be great joy? Is it a fast or is it joy? Which one is it? So they say, look, if there's peace, there'll be great joy. If there's no peace, it'll be a fast. So then they say, wait a second. Rav Papa says, no. If there's peace, it'll be joy. Now, if there's decrees against the Jews, there'll be fast. But if there are no decrees, but there's no peace, like today, there's no great persecution going on against Jews, but there's no, it's not the end of days. So if you want to, you could fast. If you want to, you don't fast. So it sounds like they didn't cancel tomorrow. They didn't cancel Asar B'Tevet, the fast of Tevet. They didn't cancel Tisha B'Av. But if you want to, you don't have to fast. That's what it sounds like if you stop right here. The Ritva, one of the medieval Spanish commentaries, says these fasts were supposed to be for the first temple, right? And when the second temple was built, they said it'll be a yontif, not a fast. But they still call it a fast. So it sounds they were not completely canceled, even though they should have been canceled. Why? Because they knew that the second temple would be destroyed and there would be the exile that we're in now. And the second temple wasn't such a big deal. So Therefore, they didn't completely destroy the notion of Tisha B'Av during the second temple. Now, what do we mean when we say if there's peace? So Rashi says, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is the definition of peace. But then he says, or the definition of peace is that the Gentiles are not ruling over us. Where? If they don't rule over us, let's say in America, they don't rule over us. We're citizens, but we're under, you know, Donald Trump's regime. I mean, Biden. I mean, we're not ruling the country. So does that count? So it's hard to say. Rabbi Yochanan says, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, then it's joy. If it's not a Beis HaMikdash, there's no temple built. It's different. Rashba says, there's no peace in Israel. Even when Israel, when the Jews are in another, in an enemy country, but there's peace over there. And there's decrees against the Jews. So then it depends if they want to fast or not. Now there's a debate. Rashi says, now it's just a rabbinic thing. We have to decide if we want to do it or not, as the Gemara said. The Ramban says, now we decide to keep it as an obligation. It says, but everybody has to fast now because the Ratzu, we decided we did want to fast and we all accepted it upon ourselves. You're not allowed to break the fence and do otherwise. Nobody can separate themselves at all. The Rambam, however, says, no, it's not just a rabbinic thing that we decided. No, it is a mitzvah to fast for any fast. And what obliges you to fast in general? In general, when you have a tzara, when you have problems, and also to commemorate problems that we had in order to open our hearts to remember the things that were, so that we should do better because what we continue to do has led to the situation that we're in. So the Salvation explains like this. Rashi holds that it has to have an element of tzara even now. Rashi holds like the Rambam that, you know what a fast is? A fast comes from tzara. If there's no tzara, everything's fine. In America, things are good. Everything's fine. So then it's just, if you want to fast, you can fast. You don't have to fast. The Rambam holds that no. It was instituted that since there was a churban, there was a destruction, you have to fast to make sure that we don't do the same things that got us into this trouble to begin with. So it's a institution from the prophets, and it still holds. Rashi says, no, it's just a rabbinic thing, and there's no real tzar anymore, so you don't need to do it. How big does a tzar have to be? The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of fasting and calling out to God is when there's a tzara gedola, a big problem. So the Rambam says the big problem was it was destroyed years ago and it still wasn't fixed. And the Rashi says, well, what are you talking about? It's things are not that bad, so it's not a real reason for a fast. So who decides? So Ramban says, we decide, we the community, we decided, we're the Jewish people. However, the Otz HaGaonim, there is an obscure opinion before the Rambam that if you don't want to fast, you don't have to. That it's up to the individual regarding this. Now, what difference does it make whether the fast is obligatory or you just something we decided to do? What difference does it make? Well, you see, generally, you're supposed to accept the fast the night before the fast. Tonight, last night, at Mincha, we're supposed to accept the fast for tomorrow. But let's say you forgot. You didn't accept the fast. Well, if it's obligatory, then who cares you didn't accept it? The community accepted it. Zachariah said you should do it. However, if you say that it is it's still not sure if it's really a fast, then it depends if you fasted, if you accepted it or not. So, can you? Is there an idea that we can cancel a fast? There certainly is. The question is, how good do things have to be? And I think the community has decided that things are not quite good enough yet. Thank you for joining us.